Nonprofit developers are refurbishing 7 homes in Southeast Roanoke's Belmont Fallon neighborhood. Total Action for Progress, the city's official land bank operator, acquired those properties after the city provided the nonprofit with federal pandemic relief funds in late 2021. Now officials hope a change to the program will help bring more abandoned homes into the fold. City Council on Monday tweaked its agreement with TAP so it can more easily acquire properties otherwise destined for the city's delinquent tax sale auction. Councilmember Peter Volleson praised the change at Monday's meeting.
Really important to being able to take properties before they get to city tax sale. I'm working with TAP to make sure that this land bank that we've been working on is going to be able to be more effective, and it's a really great step forward.
Some have been frustrated about the land bank. Executive Director of the nonprofit REACH, Brad Stevens, noted that other land banks have struggled in Virginia. Land banks have only been allowed in the Commonwealth since 2016. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.